This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This menu is a masterpiece.
This is the worst party ever.
Knock, knock. I brought chicken fingers.
Raising Cane's. The party is saved.
Peter, Mr. Billingsley.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Good morning. Merry Christmas Eve. Wednesday morning. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush on early break. I promised festive music today. We'll have Christmas music throughout the whole show. So
Jake's made some adjustments to the show.
Just for today only. We're back to normal, you know, next time we're on the air.
Back to,
Yes. If Sip is still
Sip
fighting.
Is here. He's just going to chime in. He's going to chime in when needed.
Yes.
This is really annoying. He's a radio warrior is what he is.
No.
Radio warrior to be here.
I thought it'd be better today. Hey, this is really annoying for you guys. I know.
It's not annoying.
But we're happy that you're here.
No, yeah. It's really
the stool.
Annoying.
We want the stool
this
to be together.
This goes back to you.
Yeah.
The show must go on.
That's right.
The show must go on. And Sipple did not take that lightly.
I thought.
You walked the walk, Steve.
You did.
You walked the walk.
And we are proud of you.
Yes.
Yeah, don't be upset.
Some people just talk the talk. You walked the walk.
No, this is incredibly annoying for everybody. I'm just going to chime in occasionally.
Is there any chance that all three of us could talk in the voice?
We could all do that. We could have a gravelly.
I thought for sure this morning it would be better.
Yeah, your text.
We didn't take your steroids.
No.
I'm shocked by this. I begged
for you to take the steroids, and you wouldn't do it. And I knew that.
How do you get them?
What's that?
I don't know.
You call your doctor. They just get them for you.
Do you have
really?
A doctor?
Yes.
Because Bill said there's no way you go to urgent care. It'd be a doctor. Yeah. He's like, no, absolutely not.
It's not an urgent care situation.
Is there any doctor that's willing to call in some steroids for Steve Sipple?
27th
and Vine, right?
Sometimes it kind of comes back.
Yeah, that's not bad there.
Yeah.
The Walgreens here at 20, downtown could be serviceable too. Maybe they are ready to help you, give you some steroids for your voice situation.
Is there any doctor willing to come in and give him a steroid shot during the show?
We can see how quickly it works because we know where it's at now. If it works by the end of the show, that's a miracle at this point.
I mean, I feel good otherwise. That's the thing. I'm done. I'm done with the illness.
The crud's gone. It's
totally done. It's just it may not work today, guys. Let's just do an hour, and you guys might keep going.
Okay.
I thought this would be
We'll be on the show for 3 hours, but
you guys might keep going. The best of all sudden, the show's over. What happened? Sip didn't.
Sip
lost his voice. The other two guys bailed too.
This 7 o'clock. Sorry.
So what's you guys go back to June Kansas City Royals against the Orioles?
Yeah, we'll finish that game. We didn't finish the other day.
Bobby Witt with a nice hit up the middle.
Seventh inning. Seventh inning stretch.
Good job on Bobby Witt.
Nice. He's the only player I know.
You might know Salvador Perez, possibly.
No, I don't.
All right, Bobby Witt, fine. We'll take one from Bill. That's fine.
Salvi.
He's been around for a long time. A couple World Series appearances for Salvador Perez.
Freddie Patek.
No, Freddie's not there anymore. Yeah. Neither is Willie Wilson. George Brett or any of those guys.
Saberhagen.
We could play
Quiz.
A game. We could play a game from the 80s,
that
though,
would
possibly.
Be incredible.
We should.
What if you played when they won the last game,
when they beat the Cardinals
Series
in 85?
85. Just play that. That'd be fun.
Did you remember that well?
I remember the game before that where there was a tight call at first.
Yes.
There's a very tight call at first. It may have ended things. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes, but anything for the Cardinals. Yeah. It might have been a different World Series.
Yeah,
how about that? Yes. Bill's got it dialed in from 1985.
That win right there, that was one of those things where just forever George Brett just got to walk around the world just like World Series champ. I've been great. I'm a Hall of Famer. Everyone loves me. I played here in... If you see George Brett now, what is he? He's tan.
He is very
super
tan.
He's super tan.
He looks awesome.
And he just walks. I imagine like any time. He's like a parking spot, I'm sure. just pulls up.
But, he goes to like every Royals game still. Like, he's the part of the organization. So he could have walked away, been famous, just done his own thing. He's still famous, but he's still a part of the organization, which I appreciate.
You would always flirt with 400. That's what I remember.
Yeah. Oh, that was.
Oh, yeah.
There'd be times over 400, like in whatever.
Late
August. And you're going like, could this happen?
Yeah.
Could this happen?
You'd look every day in the paper.
And then the pine tar thing was the incredible one. We got the home run taken.
The way he bolted out that
dugout. The way he came out of that locker room.
He wanted to kill somebody.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I think that was Billy Martin that did that to him.
Yeah, it was.
So. Matt in Decatur says, Sip, do the roids. You're not going to make the Baseball Hall of Fame anyway, so just do the roids. Yeah. Steroids.
Steroids work, I'm telling you. It'll be amazing. I can't believe I didn't follow through with this better yesterday. I asked for doctor's help on the show. I should have followed through with this better. This one's on me.
No,
this one is directly on me.
Is this the longest time you've ever gone with the voice situation?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah,
100%.
I remember maybe a day once in a while, but this is a couple of days now.
All week.
Yeah, I feel bad for you, but I'm happy that you're here.
I feel good. I'm really annoyed. I'm annoyed. You guys got to be incredibly annoyed. This is ridiculous.
I think it's kind of funny, actually.
I thought for sure, like, I would talk a little bit yesterday, and I'd be like, okay, I think it's coming back. Then I tried to order a couple times at McDonald's. I couldn't order.
Well, but now Bill knows what he missed on Monday, because told by Tamara what he sounded like, and now you experience it in reality.
She was simple, hung in there. But it was bad. Said you could hardly understand him. She wasn't like annoyed. She was like, he was not doing well.
Annoying.
Yeah, she felt bad for you.
I got the feedback from her.
Oh, you do?
Yes. I'm going to look at the rundown. I haven't done that yet.
Come on.
Yeah. Well, while you're doing that, I've got some gifts to pass out. It is Christmas Eve. We have a lot of people who have been very kind to us, very supportive of the station over the years. Do we want to do some gifts right now?
Yes.
Okay.
That'd be awesome. We'd love gifts.
I don't know if there's a help Sip's voice, but it can help your spirits more possibly.
Yes.
Spirits.
Got a couple different.
Do we have any spirits?
We don't have any spirit. I have no libations here.
Okay, that's hoping for some spirits.
Do we have any spirits?
Now, if you recall, we had about a month ago. We had a guy, Dave from Fullerton, was doing a situation with Toys for Tots.
Yes.
And they're making cradles, so he made a cradle that I already took back to Scotland because it was just taking up too much space here.
Oh, really?
But he also gave us some hats too. Ducks Unlimited.
Unlimited
hats.
Ducks.
This is from Dave in Fullerton. I'll keep
Unlimited.
This. Pass it down. That's nice. Dave
D-U.
In Fullerton.
Thank you.
T-U, that's right.
Wow, this is the high-end
nice.
Ones, too.
Yeah,
the
nice hat.
Nice.
Nice hat.
Dave, you hunt on the Loop, I wonder. Let me know that if you do that on the Loop River.
Okay, that's gift number one. You want to put that one on?
Thank you. Right? That's an incredible gift.
Okay, if you don't.
No. All right. Pressure. Yeah, that was
just a thought. Okay, number two. This gift came last Friday, and after the show it ended, so I couldn't give it out that day. But this is a gift from Rob in St. Louis.
He says, St. Louis.
I'll pass these out. He says, greetings, gentlemen. I want to thank you for another year of outstanding and informative entertainment, your daily dose of level-headed analysis, humor, and, of course, is it evocative? What's EV? Is it evocative?
It's evocative.
Not provocative.
It's evocative.
Evocative reflections on better times.
Is that because of Joe Erotic?
Probably
because of Joe Erotic. Yes.
I hope you enjoy this gift. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. All right, I'll pass this out. Our names are on these specifically, too.
Oh. This is so kind.
Okay, this one passes to Bill first, and yours is next, Sip. Pass it to Bill. Thank you.
Is this from...
Oh, it's all bagged up and everything.
That's from Rob in St. Louis. Yours is next, Sip.
Heavy. It's a heavy gift. Do I smell it?
Doing live radio here.
Oh, wow, I smell it. Popcorn. And it's the cheesy stuff, too.
It's okay, Jake.
I'm trying to do live radio. We're passing out gifts.
This might be. This is gifts. It's gift time.
There we go. This is yours, Sip. Sorry. The tag fell off. It's at the bottom. Okay. This is from Rob in St. Louis.
Thank you, Rob, for the Christmas
gifts. What do we got in here? I haven't looked.
Three different types of, like, popcorn. I got chocolate-covered popcorn. I got cheesy popcorn.
Yeah, I got the same.
Regular popcorn, and some sort of what is this?
The case?
Yes.
Yes, there's a nice case here. I don't know what this is. Open it up. We have some sort of microphone device. What is this? Oh, is this a massager?
Oh,
Yeah, it's a massager.
It's a massage gun.
Oh, yeah.
We got a massage gun.
One of those gun massagers, yes.
We got a massage gun from Rob in St. Louis today.
Oh, wow. This is going to be incredible.
Thank you to Rob in St. Louis.
This is unbelievable.
I'm speechless.
I am, too.
Sips in a lot of words.
Rob, thank you so much.
No, this thank you to Rob.
That's like a $400 gift.
Jeez.
$400.
That's a re-gift potential.
Thank you to Rob.
My daughter's going to love this.
Thank you for your support. Thank you for the support and the gift.
We're not re-gifting it. I'm not.
I'm keeping
simple
that thing.
Is a concern right now.
Yeah, I'm keeping mine.
Yeah, mine's fine.
Keep in mind. And then I got one more thing to pass out. This is a courtesy of our friends at Omaha Steaks. You might have heard
Omaha
Steaks. In your lifetime.
I have. I've heard of steaks. I've heard of meat.
I added something else there myself.
I've heard of meat.
Here. Sip, pass it down to Bill, and I'll give you yours here, too. He's passing. He's okay, that's for Bill. This is for you here. They're the same thing. So there's a gift card there also. There's also a gift card for Omaha Steaks in
there.
This
is from you, Jake?
Yeah, that one's for me, basically.
Wow, thank you.
Jake's giving us gifts.
So the Omaha Steaks gift card you'll see is somewhat sizable. That's they helped us out with that. And then...
$700?
I don't know if it's quite that much, but it's still pretty good. That'd be nice.
That'd be sweet.
That'd be nice.
This is awesome. And what sort of seasoning, Jake?
I don't know. They sent that to us just as a gift.
Oh.
So Omaha Steak seasoning plus a gift card. And there's also an HF Crave gift card.
Yeah, what is that?
48th. It's a burger shop. Great burger place at 48th and Holdridge. Very, very good burger place.
Where's it at?
48th and Holdridge. It's really, really good.
I'll hit it today.
Very tasty. So...
Thank
you. There you go. There's our Christmas gifts here on the show.
Jake takes care of us. Unbelievable.
Hey, thanks a ton.
Thank you.
How's your voice feeling?
Not bad.
Getting better.
It got a little better right there.
Okay. Idle chit chat from yesterday. Anything of note for you guys? I know Sip's been battling it, trying to fight through it. Sip, Bill, anything crazy yesterday for you?
I was around doing a lot of stuff. I had some other job meetings and stuff that I took that I was partaking in.
Multiple jobs.
Yeah, but no, nothing of massive interest really at all. My daughters are here. All three daughters are here now because two are back from Omaha. Oliver and Sydney are back. So all three girls were in the house yesterday. That makes Laura very happy.
Yes.
Kids returning is a big deal. That is a really big deal. So they were, no matter what, yesterday would have been the day for me to ask for some sort of, hey, I wouldn't mind going on a 10-day moose hunt. Be like, oh, yeah, no problem. It'd be great. You'll love it. But you want to ask.
You missed your shot.
You ask when the girls are there, yes. Yeah. And you ask right in front of them, too. And it's like,
that's right.
Yeah, nope, not an issue whatsoever. If I ask that thing, like, tomorrow, not so fast. Not so fast once they depart.
So. There's a lot, but I'm not going to, I don't want to.
You don't want to save your voice. I took the family to Mannheim Steamroller yesterday at the Lead Center.
Jeez, Jake is unbelievable.
It was fun. It was a good time.
He went to a musical, Christmas Story.
Last Tuesday,
his mom.
So I went to the Lead Center twice in the last week. I've not been there probably at all in the last 10 years prior to that. So twice in a week versus no time in the last 10 years. It was packed.
What was it like?
It was great. It was packed house. There was two shows, 3:00 and 7:30. We went to the 3:00 just so we could get Scotland from daycare afterwards. She didn't go to the show. It would have been a disaster if she was there just running around. No, not good.
I couldn't imagine just sitting there listening to that for a couple hours.
It was good.
That's what you do.
You're a festive guy, Bill.
I am festive. I don't know if I can... Yeah, I need some Bing Crosby in there.
That's what you do.
I know that's what you do, but I couldn't do it.
You know what you sign up for when you're sitting down for Mannheim.
Like, I know.
But
is there a time when they announce, and here come the Steamrollers?
You're not Scotland.
They did it right away. Like they played one song, and they did, that's at the very end. They introduced the whole band. They did one song and introduced everybody, and then they kept playing the rest of the time.
Is that how they do it?
This one they did. I've never seen it that early before.
I'm never that interested in when someone's doing like Casey and the Sunshine Band did it. All right, and back there on bass.
Well, they gotta give them their props.
From Chattanooga, Tennessee. And I'm just like, I have zero interest in any of this.
You don't care. I don't care who you are. Just
keep playing the songs. I don't want to hear. I don't know where the banjo player's from. I don't want to know. It doesn't interest me at all. I mean, it's
thanks for touring the U.S. Now keep playing and shut up.
Yeah, it's like. Thank you. I paid full money not to hear a guitar riff. Well, we introduced the entire band.
This is true Grinch mode right now for Bill.
It really is.
That is
shocking to me. Yeah. This is shocking.
You sit there for like,
come on.
You're telling me for 15 minutes you hear that, you're kind of looking.
The guitar breaks.
It goes forever.
It's not 15.
It goes forever. I'm like,
it might be a minute and a half.
I mean, if it was like Simon talking about Garfunkel, okay, but I don't need to hear about the guy on the xylophone. It's been with him since the start.
This is awesome.
He's part of what made them what they are, Bill. I don't care. Play music.
Play music.
Get over it.
Come on. You should be happy.
Hey, maybe if you were better, you'd have your own band, you know, type of thing.
You got stuff to regift. Quit complaining.
I'm not regifting anything. My stuff's incredible.
I'm joking.
Programming note, no show tomorrow or Friday. Back Monday. Sip will not be here. Monday will be
that?
Vegas.
I did know that.
Yes.
Hey, wait a second.
I tried to come. I wanted to come
You're
in
not
tomorrow.
Be on the show at 4 a.m. in Vegas.
Not Friday.
No show Friday.
No show Friday.
We'll be back the next Friday also, January 2nd, where we should all be back in studio at that point, I would think.
Okay, then what's next week?
Next week, we'll have shows Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. No show Thursday. That's New Year's Day. And then New Year's Eve might be just me and Swim in Vegas. Nobody's here to help out. I'll be in Vegas. You'll be in Vegas. And Swim and me might just get up at 4 a.m. and do the show at that time.
So this is the last
show. Like Bill did a month or two ago.
Yeah.
This is the last show of the week.
Yes, and the last show we'll all be together probably till January 2nd.
Okay, good.
But that's why we're glad you're fighting.
We're holding
sickness.
Now. Time out. Now, why are we not meeting together on Monday? Is Sip already gone?
He's leaving Friday.
Friday.
Hey, okay. That makes sense then.
I'm still getting over his band thing. That's hilarious.
The band, the Casey and the Sunshine Band. I don't care where you're from. Shut up and play music. I'm going to drink a beer and love it.
Play Boogie Shoes. Do not need to hear where you guys are from. Well, plus most of them are not even the original either.
Well, take us back because people kept saying they heard you yelling from across. What were you yelling at that concert? Remember you were yelling?
What's that? Randy!
Oh, you're
seriously yelling, Randy?
Yes, I did.
Somebody said they heard somebody. They thought it was Bill from the other side of the concert.
I did.
Yelling.
Got it quiet out, so I yelled it. Got some feedback. It's kind of like, Marco!
Hey, listen.
Just did a Randy check.
That's my biggest regret of the year, not going to that problem.
It was incredible. And we went with Ellie and Derek.
And the Apples?
The Apples were there, yes. Well, not there. They set the whole thing up. We're sat in a VIP area.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Jeez. We didn't go.
No, we didn't go. I
met at least Chicken prior to.
Yeah.
The whole thing was incredible. Saw Joe there.
Joe.
What that? From Smoking Joe.
Okay. Oh, Joe Perez. Yeah. Smoking Gun. Nebraska Auto Detail, Joe Perez.
Joe was there. That made my day. Him and his lovely wife.
Joe's a good dude.
Yeah.
He's a great guy. Yeah. That is Idle Chit Chat.
Gosh.
Sponsored by our friends at 738 Ag. They don't guess the game plan using soil tests, yield maps,
what
and
is
field
he,
data.
Steve?
Number 19.
No. What is he, though? See if you can do it. What kind of?
He is...
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding Ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster, and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Hey, this is Steve Gorman, radio host, sports commentator, former drummer for the Black Crowes. The winter holidays are here, a time for festive celebrations, family gatherings, and ringing in the new year. Whether it's a holiday party, a night out with friends, or just relaxing by the fire with a few drinks, it's a season full of good cheer. But here's something else to add to your holiday plans, a safe and sober ride home. Just like in sports and music, always have a game plan. And the most important part of any plan is sticking to it. If you plan to drink, take that plan a step further. Call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or have a designated driver lined up before the night begins. Drinking and driving is a decision that can change your life and the lives of others forever. A DUI, a crash, an injury, the consequences are real and lasting. So please, for your sake and for everyone else on the road, make the smart choice. Get a sober ride home. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
I can do that.
Yeah, do that.
You dirt dog.
Dude, it fits your voice perfect. Now, one more time.
He's dirt dog.
They help farmers call the right shots for the ground. Learn more today at 738ag.com.
Merry Christmas, Joey.
Yes. You know, it is not Friday, but it is our last show of the week, and it's Christmas Eve, and I'm not sure who's up at us anyway. So at this point, we'll do a roll call.
The call.
Texas, right now, your name, your age, where you're listening from, and what fourth item today from the Breakers?
I'd like the Breakers if they can try to recall like that, because this is it. Steve Schindler wrapped up yesterday. His office is being finalized, cleared out, and today at noon, that's it. If the Breakers could recall one of his favorite things he's done for the last 2.5 years.
This is hard.
I know, there's a lot of options.
I know a lot of options. If Breakers could chime in with one with. Knew what their favorite was. Mine was Taser Tuesday, when he tased people that came into the...
How could you beat that
one? I mean, all of a sudden, in the face! Taser Tuesday was my favorite. So he did a lot of things. He did a lot of things there at the bank. And what were some things you might recall that he did over his last, 36 years.
There's a couple that stand out to me. He made the ice rink was pretty.
The ice rink was pretty big. Remarkable when he turned.
It's a long-standing thing. It wasn't a one-day thing. That was there for the winter.
The winter there, he made the entire parking lot into an ice skating rink.
In recent months, you told us about. I think it was Trapeze Tuesday.
Trapeze Tuesday.
You walk in and people are just doing trapeze things throughout the time.
And you could get on there yourself to make a little swing. He had kind of a beginner's area and a net. So you could do, that was a lot.
Come on.
I always liked the best because Sip would have to try to explain to Trix why I was in the bank so long. Well, I got tasered.
Yeah. Ask me how I'm doing, by the way.
I'm doing, I got tasered. I don't want to do that. I'm not doing that. That was always big. And then can you still, so if the Breakers can remember anything that comes to mind over the last.
Tribute to Steve.
Yes.
Okay, we've got response here for the text line, 464-5685. Eric and Hickman says, yep, the ice rink was the best for sure. Sean and Eagle also says, love the ice rink. That was because it lasted forever. It was
forever.
Great.
It was just always there. A full winter.
Kristen Fremont says, how about the welding class day? That was a good one. Welding class was good.
Welding Wednesday.
That was a good one.
It was welding Wednesday. They did arc and oxyacetylene. Did both. Yes, welding Wednesday.
Will in Fullerton also says welding class was his favorite. Tim in Dallas says rooftop banking was his favorite day. They're on top of the building today doing banking. Why the hell not?
Rooftop banking.
Kent and Lincoln like the small engine repair day for Shindani.
Make a sound.
What's that?
Can you make a sound?
A small engine of a Briggs and Stratton.
Yeah.
No, that was good.
That's pretty solid. Jason and Shenandoah says just Merry Christmas. Okay, Christmas. That's great to use. Well,
seriously.
Nick and McCook says the hot yoga day was his favorite for Shindani.
Hot yoga day was very hot good.
That was
good.
Crazy.
Yes.
See, JT and B says driving to Columbus for work, fight night at the bank was a good one.
Fight night. I forgot about that one.
Come after dark, fight night.
Remember the one also where he was doing live bait through the drive-thru? You could stop and
yeah, my bait was good.
That was a good
one. My bait was good.
That was a good one.
That was one. I remember when Midwest Bank they actually talked to their employees. If someone comes through and trying to get some night crawlers, we don't. That's not real. We're not giving out night crawlers here. Oh, thank you.
God, thank you.
785 Skur says the ice skating rink. Thanks. Jesse and Lincoln says. Drive-through chicken where everyone had to take a chicken. You couldn't say no to the chicken.
Yeah.
Seems like really you have to take
a chicken. You have to take a chicken.
He pressed it sometimes.
Yeah.
Jim tried to say, you have to, yep, guys. Jesse Milford says, every time we had to loop, we'll loop again.
And loop.
Favorite part of Shin Daddy.
Thank you.
And today, we loop.
Remember the stuff that got in with to the school board? They got heated. School boards, they were looping a lot, but it was incredible education, and the school board was fighting him on that.
They found out who has the power.
Yeah, they found out exactly.
Steve, age 57, in Brazil, Indiana, says again, the fact he always had the kids looping over the buses for educational purposes was great for Shin Daddy. Very considerate person.
Today we love
you. Very considerate.
Boston Sports says, how about he's on a foggy walk right now in GI.
Oh, nice. Foggy. I love fog.
He says, the maze was his favorite. It's like, I'm not going to the maze. You get lost in the maze.
You came back. I don't want to do it. You have to.
Good job by the breakers right now.
Good memories here.
Yes, yeah.
The maze was amazing.
Yeah, you had to maze through it, though. We had black light one time. Everything was black light on the inside. Everything was cool. You walked in.
Northside Days says High Wire Wednesday was awesome.
Yes, you had to walk on the high wire back and forth.
High Wire Wednesday.
Walk it back and forth.
With the guy with the long stick. All day, by the way. We just keep doing this.
Big Bird says just challenging the school board on many issues was his favorite part of Shin Daddy.
Challenging the school board head to head.
David Fullerton says, how about the go-kart track out back?
Yeah, the go-kart track was good.
That was a good one.
Ripping around.
Yep.
Yep.
Tater says, when he gave up baby chicks, Jake, make the baby chicks sound.
I think his face might be better than the noise he makes.
Yeah, you got to make a face there.
It's pretty good, though.
It's pretty good.
Let's see. Someone says, Sipple sounds like Gollum from Lord of the Rings. The Tree of Thanks and the Free Coffee. Chad says that.
Oh, yeah.
For Shin Daddy.
Tree of Thanks was really good.
Yes. Brian is doing fitness in Beatrice. He says his favorite part was the semi-truck and trailer parking training. That was a good one.
Yes, that's right.
It's very hard to do that.
Yeah, that's right. He brought him in. He brought the CDL drivers in. He taught the locals how to back up a semi. It was incredible.
Marion Wilbur is 52 years old. She liked the ice rink for Shin Daddy. Very popular. The ice rink is so
popular. That's the one.
Hobie from Holland says the casino day. That was a good one.
Remember they had casino.
Blackjack and
religion. Questionable. Blackjack. High stakes gambling.
FDIC. Please.
Who's counting cards? People got thrown out for counting cards.
Husker Rick always enjoyed Steve Sterling on Fridays. Steve's picks of the weekend.
Steve Sterling
upstaged the real Sterling.
He was right before. That's right. He was right before him. So Sterling was on the radio listening to that. Messi's going like,
"The hell's going on?"
First of all, doesn't know who I am.
Yeah. And to you two,
this is third Merry guy Christmas. Here. He has no idea he's even on the show for 3 years.
Somebody says skydiving day. That was a good one.
Yeah, skydiving
day. That was a great one.
Jane says detasseling class.
Oh, God,
yes.
Yeah. In the summer.
Yeah, detasseling class, yes.
Sean in Omaha says Manure Monday was the best. Teach the youth how to pick up manure.
Yep, we had that Manure Monday. Fertilizer.
G Reg says the live bait in the drive thru was his favorite. That was a good one, too. Jason Eagle says, do you think anybody showed up to the bank for these events?
Yes.
Once in a while, probably they did.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Occasionally. How about toboggan making day from
Waverly? We made the toboggan, yes, out of wood. Yes. There were sanding going on. And then the curvature of the wood.
And yes.
You have problems.
On YouTube, Genghis says, there truly is nothing better than Taser Tuesday. That was Taser Tuesday was the best for Genghis.
Simply. So people are getting tased. They are. In the thigh.
Old women.
80-year-old woman getting tased in the thigh.
Duke has just chimed in. He says, my favorite is him teaching black belt karate because Randy called me and said he didn't know Steve knew karate, though. He does, apparently. Yeah,
that's right.
News to you, Duke.
We had black belt. We did a black belt training because Shin Daddy's black belt. Dead serious. Diner text. He goes, I had no idea Steve was a black belt.
you've learned some things there, Randy.
Yeah. Randy called Duke.
Yeah.
Husker Mike says turkey skydive. You like the skydive. The turkeys fall from the sky.
That was bizarre.
We've had some good times with Shin Daddy.
Oh,
we've had some
God.
Great moments, great memories, and we wish him well in his retirement. I got the pic. Doug Johnson did text me that picture.
Did picture?
He got it. Yeah, I got it from him.
Yeah, Doug, they've been through a lot together. They've been a team. Midwest Bank.
That was great.
That is the roll call. Sponsored by our friends at Madsen's Bowling and Billiards. You'd better go there right now or tonight because it's going to be a party on Christmas Eve. If you're trying to get out of the house, trying to bring the family somewhere or escape family, I'm not saying you should do that, but if you need to, Madsen's Bowling and Billiards is open at 48th and Holdridge. They've got billiards. We've got bowling. They've got all sorts of great things. Darts, karaoke, great food at EJ's Bar and Lounge. That's the party. Christmas Eve at Madsen's.
Madsen's.
And this weekend as well.
Sarah!
Probably closed tomorrow, but open Friday.
Well, are they closed tomorrow?
I think so.
All day?
I don't want to give out free advertisement, but we used to always go to the garage.
Oh, did you?
On Christmas Day?
Yeah, the garage is open on Highway 2.
I didn't know that.
That is open. That's where our tradition was, to go to a movie, then go to the garage. And it was packed.
Oh, God.
People wanted to go out.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was packed. Yeah.
So. Not many places are open, so that's why they're packed at Christmas Day.
Jake was right. He called it yesterday, Steve. It's Eve Eve. And I never looked into it quite that deep until this morning when I was driving in on Christmas Eve, thinking it's kind of a normal Wednesday. It's not. There was no cars on the road. It was like people are shut down.
Pretty shut down.
I think we'll have a lot of podcast people today. It's been a little quieter this morning than usual for a Wednesday, but I think people are sleeping in or driving places right now.
It was important to do this show.
Yes, and we're glad to be here.
Show is important to us.
Yeah. No Friday show.
No Friday or Thursday show, so short week. Do that.
Are you flying out with the team?
No.
That'd be sweet.
I don't think, no. Oh, we're flying out. I don't even know when we're flying out on Friday.
Some point Friday, probably afternoon.
Don't know.
Okay. Well, you might need to know that before.
You guys are out there for a lot of time.
It's a long time in Vegas.
It's a long time in Vegas. Like, why are you guys going so early?
Well, because they start practicing. Mm. And there's availability right off the bat. In fact, on Friday, there's media availability.
Is there?
That's why we're going, I guess.
Well, that'd be good.
Well, yeah, it'll be great.
I heard sarcasm. I just heard sarcasm. I heard it.
Yes. I'm just glad you can hear anything.
Now
that was good, by the way.
Yes, we will have plenty of football discussion today on the show. I just want to give a plug that I saw again. It is December. It's not March.
What?
We have months to go, but we know Bill has billetology, but in Lenardi's bracketology.
Oh,
Nebraska was a 4 seed yesterday.
Nailed it.
That's what Bill had.
I did it a week ago.
4 seed.
God,
he's just following your lead, you know?
That's interesting, yeah.
That's
Nebraska is a 4 seed.
The interesting part about it was is that, as Sip brought up, Bill moved him from a 6 to a 4 seed, and they haven't played a game. There was no documentation to make this happen.
It was whimsical.
How'd you explain that one, Bill?
So you're like going right away, you go, real quick, are you going from a 6 to a 4 seed, and they haven't played?
There's some whimsy.
Yes.
Nebraska's good. I watched Purdue Auburn last night on replay. Yeah. It was replay from December 20th.
Purdue won, right?
Yeah, they won. Handily. But what I noticed is Nebraska's as good as Auburn for sure.
Well,
they beat Auburn. I think they beat Auburn. Yeah.
I don't think Auburn's a great team by any stretch for one reason. Bruce Pearl does not walk away from a great team. And when he retired, you do not walk away from a great team. And also he walked away right before the season.
It was odd.
My point is, so if you walk away like right after the season, the way the portal is now, you don't know what you have, sure, because that team can be incredible and you didn't know it. He was with that team. He saw them practice. He was on the court with them. And then all of a sudden it's like, you know what? I think I'm good.
That's good.
I think I'm good.
So his son takes over.
I mean,
they're not bad.
They're ranked 21st.
Yeah, but. And that's fine. It's still a good team.
Okay.
But they're not elite like they have been.
I don't think you're
going to
see anywhere close out of them. I really don't. I'll be shocked.
Yeah, that was like, was that August? It was sometime, right? It was August.
It was kind of the classic move where I can kind of name. You get kind of help name your who succeeds you.
Yep.
Yes.
His son.
And it was his son. So.
They're fine.
Yeah,
they're
fine. Fine with that. Yeah, I'm not like upset with him at that, but I'm just saying you don't walk away from a team. If you know, unless you have a severe health problem, if it's August and you're loading, like going, you know what? We can get to the Final Four. They're good. They're a Final Four team. You're going to go like, I'm going to hang in there.
They don't look like that. I would like Nebraska to beat them. I'm not sure about Purdue, though.
Purdue's top 5 team for a reason. Yep. Very good. We have one loss. They got blown up by Iowa State at home, which is still bizarre. Iowa State's really good. They're the third in the country.
But you know what? Purdue doesn't have that big man like they usually have. They have a big man, but he's not that good.
He's not 7'2",
7'3". No, he's not that great.
It's not Zach.
They had a guy for like 13 straight years. I mean, A.J. Hammond, Isaac Haas. I mean, it's incredible.
Bill, he airballed a baby hook last night.
Did he?
He airballed a baby hook from 5 feet. Airballed. He's fine.
Did you ever see Jabbar do that?
No.
No.
They're good, Purdue. But
yes.
Nebraska's real.
Nebraska's next game will be December 30th against New Hampshire at PBA.
It's a good, good New Hampshire team.
I think they're 4-10 was the record I saw last time for New Hampshire.
They're a good 4-10 team.
They're one of the best fight. Lenardi has is the best 4-10 team in the country.
Lenardi.
It's got to matter, you know. Yeah.
When did we start doing projections this early?
Well, I don't know. It's been exciting. It's why it's exciting.
Yeah. I did my
12-0.
I had us as a 9 seed early.
You did. And they keep moving up and up. Yes. Should be 13-0 before they play Michigan State January 2nd. Be a packed arena, sold out, 8 p.m. game Friday night. To start off the new year. And I'll be there.
Should we go to the beer house?
Yes.
Oh, are you guys going to do that?
Go see Cody?
We'll see Cody down there.
Yeah, we'll see
Cody. You know, Cody will be busy, but he'll be there.
He'll spend time with us.
Nebraska basketball for Cody's a dream.
I'm just happy for the entire Haymarket, downtown Lincoln. I mean, it's been great for the economy here.
You're happy for the
economy.
Fans are showing up. Fans are drinking happily, not angrily. You know, they're sticking around before and after the games to consume. Some people drink angrily. I don't partake in angry drinking usually.
No, you don't. You're very happy when you drink.
Yeah, I am. I'm a happy guy. That's right. Unless the Dolphins are playing.
Hey, where's this card?
It's in there. There's an HF Crate. It should have been right on top unless you flipped it over.
The card is right on top, and I can't wait to try that.
I definitely put it in there. I saw it.
Is this it?
No, that's one thing. There's something. I put it in there. Did you flip it out of there? I put one in yours. I put one in Bill's. That's the Omaha Steaks gift card right there. There's a different thing
all
in there.
All of a sudden, in the middle of the conversation, Sipple got enthralled with the gift box.
Well, he's happy.
That's been
Christmas
from 20 here. Minutes ago, and all of a sudden, it's like, hey.
Right. Before we get to break, we do have a question that's important.
What is it?
Because people are always curious about your shopping excursion. Have you made the trek yet to Shoemakers and Cracker Barrel?
Yeah,
people need to know this.
I got a guitar-shaped grater for Lindsay.
From where? Shoemakers?
Cracker Barrel.
Oh, from the Cracker Barrel. Yeah. Mm. Yes.
And I got some, this doesn't even sound good. I don't know why I bought it. For my mother-in-law, it's chocolate covered blueberries. I don't know why.
It doesn't sound good at all.
It was unique. Then a couple other things, candles from Cracker Barrel.
So you have not gone to Shoemakers yet?
No, I probably won't. I'm pretty good right now.
I would like to watch you shop at Cracker Barrel sometime to see what goes through
your
brain.
I ran into a breaker named Kyle. He had an Ohio State hoodie on, but he's a Nebraska fan and a breaker. Kyle was there.
Was he shopping too?
Yeah, he was shopping. He was shopping for
So have you inspired others to do their shopping at Cracker Barrel?
I don't know. I don't think so, but he was shopping for his nieces.
At Cracker Barrel.
Yes. You'd be shocked how good it is. I mean, how many things you can find there?
A lot of trinkets. I sent Bill on an excursion yesterday, right? Did you go to
I went to maybe the greatest store I've ever been to in my life. Jason. Piqued curiosity.
That's what it is. Yes.
It's in Havelock.
Right next to Engine House.
You were
right
in Havelock?
It's in Havelock.
Little far
Same
north.
Thing. Went to try to back out. Really couldn't. That's the busiest street.
So busy.
You think O Street's busy? No.
It's whipped so
down
busy.
Havelock
Angle
right
park,
in that area.
You can't get out of
you cannot. When you park there, it's like, oh, God, a good parking spot. You can't get out.
No, it's so busy.
I almost had to get out and put a cone out to get out.
Did you have a cone?
I had to cone to stop traffic and to get out.
Why do I have a cone?
Why do I have a cone?
Back it up.
Do you have a cone?
I do now. You I went and got one, yeah. Went to Tractor Supply and gave me two cones.
This is for my backing
up
purposes.
Couldn't get out. Why? Couldn't get out of Havelock.
Havelock is so busy.
Hey, you're a genius. Yeah. That is another genius idea. Yeah. Two cones. You could do it with two cones.
Yeah.
You know the havoc you get caused.
Havoc. What if also you had cones? If you just coned off traffic and just made a busy O Street just on yourself. Just you and Haas and me and Duke went and coned it off from one lane from two lanes to one, and people would be going like, okay, just be backed up forever. And when would the city
not questioning you at all?
It would take maybe a whole day where the city. Someone's like, well, all of a sudden. Why at 38th and is it one
Duke.
Lane? Haas and Duke without cones.
There's no work being done there at all.
There's no work being
it's
done.
It's just blocked
nothing.
Off for no reason. There's three guys laughing over here.
Them out too. We'd have like some of my bright orange shirt on.
Yeah, you'd be perfect for that. Yeah.
Oh,
why do we not have cones in our vehicles right now?
Right, we should give for Christmas. Give your,
cone.
Get cones.
Yes.
Give people cones.
That's Shoemakers.
But that store was remarkable. I milled around in there, and I could have stayed for a long more time. This is how good it was. I leave there and I call Duke, and Duke was going. He was coming into town from his giant acreage that he lives on an acreage, you know.
Oh,
out by Malcolm. Out by Malcolm.
Yeah.
And I go to Havelock immediately. And that's where he went. And he got himself a nice gift there too.
I gave Bill, I said, check this place out. I think you'll like it. It's right by Engine House in Havelock, next to it.
One over. Anyway, it's right there.
The same area.
There's other shopping you could do in Havelock.
You can, yeah. Absolutely.
Russ's.
You could go to Russ's, get a taco Amigos if you'd like to go. Get a pizza at the Isles and mistake at Misty's. It's a great place.
There's other stuff.
And popcorn and drinks at Arnold's. It's a great place to go.
Want to try to go get a pizza at the Isles on like a Friday night,
it's an hour away.
Oh, no, it's more than that.
The food's good.
It's like 2 hours.
It's elbow to elbow.
Yeah, I'm not taking shots. Yeah. It's that busy. They're packed.
I'm not taking shots.
It's a packed place. Before we get to break, if you were hungry on this Christmas Eve for breakfast, brunch, or lunch, where should the breakers go today, Bill?
Christmas Bird.
Early Bird is open right now till 2 p.m. I think they're closed tomorrow, open Friday.
Santa Bird.
They have, of course,
Claus Bird.
Breakfast tacos, breakfast nachos, chicken fried steak, which is smothered. Waffles, French toast, pancakes, and the world famous Hash holes. That's for you. Stop by today, Early Bird, 19th and K, open for breakfast, brunch, or lunch. Closed tomorrow, open Friday. When we come back, Pro Bowl rosters are out, and a friend of the show finds himself as an honoree. We'll tell you who that is next on Early Break of the Ticket.
This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.